Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you. I want to tell you what I've been going through. I think I have a problem. And you may have it too. There's a guy who's chasing. He keeps chasing me. He keeps calling and talking. I don't know what to do. He says, baby, I love you. Whoa. I wanna be with you. I like to hear it. I love it when I hear I love you. I like to hear it. I love it when I hear I miss you. I know you love to hear it too. Yes, you do. You love it when you hear I want you. But I've been thinking to myself, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love that I'm feeling? Can I tell you some more about what I'm going through? I think I'm falling in love with this guy. He says, baby, I love you, and I wanna be with you. We'll sleep together all night long. I feel your arms all over me, and I'll give you all my love. I said, hey, wow. 'Cause I didn't know what to say. It set me thinking to myself, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love that I'm feeling? And so I went to my pastor and told him everything. That's what you should do. 'Cause of the way I was feeling deep down in my heart. Pastor said to me, if he loves you, he will not sleep with you. No, but he will love you and treat you right. 'Cause love is patient and love is kind. And if he loves you, really loves you, he will wait for you until you marry, yeah. When he can have his way, today I'm happy, yes I am, that I asked the question, hey. to do. Don't follow your feelings, no, no. And the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. Always ask the question. You want to know the question? What kind of love is this? Hey! Is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Oh! Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love. It's the love that you need. Beautiful girls, Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love is the love that you need. And greater love, greater love, greater love hath no man than this. Oh, oh, oh. Greater love, greater love, greater love hath no man than this. Say, is this love, 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 love that I'm feeling?
Ask your neighbor, are you feeling real love or you are feeling something else? Right. Wisdom 7. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Amen. Whenever somebody is your father or a father, you have to pay good attention to his commandments. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 2. Keep my commandments and live. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think? Right. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments and live. All right. I got it. The American Bible says, treasure my commandments. Treasure. It's an onapos. To be told something. It's onaporific. Most people are told nothing. True. Bishop Eddie is always grateful to his father for telling him, just go to Achimota school. He always makes reference to that. My father said, go to Achimota school. That's all. When he said, what should he do? He said, go to Achimota. That was, he didn't say anything else. Just go to Achimota school. But by going to Achimota school, he came and he entered a heritage of spiritual wealth. So, be careful. Don't minimalize or trivialize instructions or words. Now, One of the sad things is that people do not know when commandments are coming forth. You've got to interpret when you are being commanded or a commandment is coming forth to you or for you. Why do I say so? Because in verse 2, it says, keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Now, if you want to be technical, you will say that your father has not written any laws. True or not true? If you want to be very technical, how many of us have parents who have written laws? Do you know the course you have to do to write a law? It's called legislative drafting. Yeah. We have to do legislative drafting. Erica, is that right? Yeah. To write laws. So, when you read this verse, say, keep my law as the apple. Oh, this one doesn't apply to me. My father has not written any law. Huh? He's a businessman. My father is a businessman. My father is a butcher. My father is a tailor. He's a landlord. So there's no law. This one doesn't apply to me. You get it? This is the reason why a lot of people miss the blessings that would have come from fathers. Because, you see, a wise leader knows that it's not everything you insist on. Look, I've been analyzed by different people who, I mean, I've had the privilege of talking with them and asking them, what am I? And I've had four different responses. Yeah. Some have said I'm choleric. Some have said I'm sanguine. Yeah. Some have said I'm melancholic. And some have said that I'm phlegmatic. Now, I'm not asking your opinion. I'm telling you something practically that has happened. And I've received these four different reports. Yeah. So I asked recently somebody that I'm phlegmatic. I said, why do you say that? I said, oh, a lot of things you don't react to. You don't respond to. I know you don't want this, but you just leave it. You just act as if you don't know about it, but I know that you know. So that is why I say that you are phlegmatic. I said, it's your observation. Are you there?
Yes.
Or you're not there? Come and sit down. Amen. So, what I'm saying is that if you are a leader, you are not going to always say, do this. Sometimes you suggest. Sometimes you say that, look, I've had many 3-day meetings. 3-day meetings. When I say 3 days, I mean that the meeting is going to last for 3 days. Okay? And when I go for the meeting, I start the meeting by asking the people, what do you think? about something. And we can discuss it for a long time. Before I'll bring my book, which I've prepared for the meeting. Notes that I've prepared for 1 year for that meeting. But when we are having the meeting, you think I don't know what I'm just chatting or I'm just asking questions. I've prepared. I know what I want to do and what I want to say and what I want to achieve. But at a certain point of the meeting, you think we are just chatting or we are just talking about nothing. It's because you don't know what you think you know. You say your father has no law. He's not written a law before. He's a tailor, he's a butcher. He makes sausages. He's a businessman. And when the Bible says, treasure his law. Treasure his law. Treasure his law. You say he has no law. He has not written a law. Continue being technical. You will receive a technical knockout. It will never happen to you. In Jesus' name. Treasure. Those of you who looked down on your fathers, you made a mistake. You made a big mistake. You made a mistake to look down on your father. It was your big mistake. It was the mistake that was the turning point of your life. The turning point of your life was not the mistake you made when you were doing your WASI or A-level. The mistake, the turning point, the real turning point of your life was when you despised your father. That was the real turning point of your life. At the foundation of everybody who does well is what we call the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. That is what makes a person rich. It's the foundation of anything that is working. You say your father has no law. Your father is a lawyer, so he's got laws. You better know what are laws that are not written as Act 1, what do you call it? Section 1, Subsection 2A. We don't say it as Subsection 2A, and so you think it is just something that is being said. It's a subsection 2A. When my father told me, subsection 2A. Don't drive somebody's car. Do you think he was, he said subsection 2A. When my father told me, the way you spend the first 25 years of your life will determine the way you spend the next 45 years of your life. Do you think he says section 7A, subsection 2C? You made a mistake. That was the real turning point of your life. The day you look with the eye of despisement at your father. He said, oh, my father is outdated. Hey. Outdated. There is a reason. He says, and I'll read it to you. Thus says the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. The old path is the path that fathers walk on and older people than you. You new person that you've come. A new person. It says stand and ask where the old path, the path that has been used already. you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Children, the turning point of your life is not the day that boy broke your heart. No. The turning point of your life is the day you despise your father's laws. You despise the old paths. Seek for the old paths. The way is like when you see something is old, it has been used and used and used. It's old. You just came. 20 something years old. 16. 19. And you are now looking for a new way. A new way. That you are going to create. How can you do well? How can you do well? I have so many sons in the ministry. Many of them could have done better. But the old path, which the father who they claim is their father has walked on, that is not the path they want to walk on. They have a new way. That may be the turning point. Turning. Like that's when your life turns. You see, when your life turns, let me tell you, you know, when you are in a plane and it turns, you can't see you. That is turning. Do you think it goes straight all the time? From the time you take off to you go. It's all straight, oh. It's turning, but you don't know that it's turning. Yes. You can't tell. It's turning. It's so slight. When you are turning, that is why they study the stars. That's why they study stars. Because when you are in a ship and it's turning around and around, and you have two pigs, 4 barrels of water, a number of oranges, a number of whatever, and it's turning around in the sea, you can't see that your life is turning. And after you go around, you come and say, hey, we are at the same place we were 2 weeks ago. We've been turning. We didn't know we were turning. You will never turn in the wrong way. When you hear something that is escaping, you better escape and scream amen. Say you are modern. Stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. When the father is talking, you better listen. Even if your father is in prison, the words he says from behind the bars, better listen to what he's saying. One day my father was in prison. He was thrown into prison by the government. And I went to the prison. Not a real prison, but still a prison. Nima police station. The prison, yeah. He was sleeping there. He was sleeping there. He was sleeping on the floor. An honorable man. And I went to see him. And he told me what to do from the prison. He told me what to do. Even though he was in prison, he told me what to do. Yes. He told me what to do. And he told me who to see from the prison, from behind the bars. You are new. The day your life started to go like this was the day you decided to go your own way. I'm telling you. I've watched people become poorer over the years. Because when I stretch my hand this way, up till today, they'll go this way. They think I don't know. That's why if you really look at me, you say that I'm phlegmatic. You may not, because I'm still with them. They are still my main people. I flow with everybody. You can't tell. My calling doesn't depend on anybody. Look unto Abraham your father and to Sarah who bare thee. For I called him alone. I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Whether they do what I say or they don't do what I say, does not affect my calling. Yeah. It affects them, not me. God didn't call, He doesn't call groups. God doesn't call groups. He doesn't even call couples. There's no couple in the Bible that God has called. If anything, you see them with a series of wives. If you want to really follow the Bible. Look unto Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bare thee. For I called him alone. Alone. Whether they do it or they don't do it, it does not diminish me in any way. I have continued to rise and rise and rise and go forward in ministry. Whether the people that I teach obey or they don't obey. It doesn't diminish me. Watch. Look at it closely. Yes, from five people on the beach to Independence Square. To the largest historical gathering at that place. Yeah. There are a lot of people who think they can spoil your life or they can spoil your calling. Or they are even doing something. I know we don't believe. You don't believe. The Bible says if you are wise, you'll be wise for yourself. That's why I cannot even give testimony of the blessing and the prosperity that I enjoy. I can't even say, but when I say, they'll be jealous. You say, are you? Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things, what you are suffering and dying for, you have sacrificed everything for, are being added to me. And they will continue to be added. Be careful, though. And some people began to decline when they despised me, because I'm also a father. You see, when speaking of Jesus, the Bible says, for he is ordained for the rise and the fall of many. A father is such that if you despise him, you can start falling. That's why I'm explaining to you that the turning point of your life, it's the moment you start to despise your father. Even when he's having a problem, when you despise him, you'll be surprised. That will be the turning point. Yeah. That is why people are surprised when they leave the church. They keep watching us on the internet to see whether we are still there. They keep on finding that we are still there. And we'll be there till the end. And you'll also be there till the end. Yeah. And they thought, when I leave you, you are finished. A man said that, you know, Reinhard Bonnke, you know, used to be with Bonnke. Bonnke will preach and he'll pray for the sick. Bonnke will preach, he prays for the sick. So like a team. We're working like a team. And they said, he decided one day that he won't pray. In pray. I will pray again for any sake. Yeah. So he decided to leave. And Bonnke wrote it in his book. He said he told one of the people, when I leave, Bonnke is finished. Yeah. Finish of what, in what aspect? Look unto Abraham, your father, and Sarah will bear thee. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. I called him alone. With you or without you is the same. With you or without you is the same. The calling is the same. When God called William Carey to go to India, he had three different wives. First one, 25 years. Second one, 11 years. Third one, 11 years. Three. Seriously, you are here for the beginning. You are here for the next part. You are here for the calling was on William Carey. Not on Ian. William and Sarah. William. No. Go and read your Bible. Stop telling stories and imagining things from America. Phantoms and ideas. Look unto Abraham, your father. And to Sarah, who bade thee. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Oh, yes. Turning points comes. It says, keep your father's instruction as the apple of your eye, a treasure. And then the day that you start to look down, that's the day you start going down. That's the real turning point. It's not, oh, my A-level, I had BBD. You know, I like A-level. It's a better exam. BBD. If I had had C, that was, I would have done land economy. But because I had D, I did social science. That's the turning point. It's not the turning point. The turning point of your life was the day that you despised your father's words. You start going down. He says, keep and live. Live. Are you there?
Yes.
Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. We will not. In walking. Walkie. Well, you don't like what I'm preaching. Be warned, O Jerusalem, or I shall be alienated from you and will make you a desolation, a land not inhabited. God was warning. Beware, Jerusalem. Otherwise, I will be alienated from you. I'll be alienated. I'll be alienated. You'll be an alien. Alienated means alien. Like, you'll be like foreigners. When I see you, be like a stranger. You are far. People who don't listen. That's what happens. You become alienated. You'll be around, but you are an alien. It will never happen to you. I said it will never happen to you. Back to Wisdom 7. We are on it. This is Wisdom 7. My son, keep my words. Treasure my commandments. Keep my commandments and live. and my law as the apple of your eye. Wow. Or my teaching as the apple of your eye. You say your father doesn't have laws. He hasn't written any law. And because he hasn't written any law, when he's speaking, you can't hear that it's a law that is being said. You are a fool, except you. I said, except you. There are times that has occurred to me in my head, this person is a fool. Yes. By the person's response to what I'm saying. I don't say anything. That's why I've told you that phlegmatism has been identified in me. I let things pass. Yeah. You said I haven't written a law. So what I'm saying, you are taking it as a suggestion. You reclassify the English classification. Are you a psychiatrist? You are analyzing sentences. What you said is a suggestion. What you said is a chat. It's not a law. If I was saying we should follow the laws, this one is not a law. My father didn't do legislative drafting. Wow. Bind them upon thy fingers. Fingers. And write them on the table of thine heart. You see, the heart and the hand. The heart is like you take it into your heart. You see, we can bind them to your fingers, the laws. Like if I tell you to your fingers, play like this. Da 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 da. So it's like what you actually do, you are doing it because of the wisdom that has been given to you. Then when you bind it to your heart, you are doing it because you have come to believe it in your heart. In your heart. That's why, you see, that's why it's not easy to advise people to marry. Every marriage will have some kind of a problem. We have a large section, average marriage. Most people are in that group. Then you have extreme things, issues. A lot of people are in the middle. Almost everything. Most people are in the middle. Height, length, weight. Most people are in the middle of everything. And that middle has generally something. Things. Everybody has something. When yours comes, and you bound what was said on the fingers, but not in your heart, you will start to say, look at this person that I have married. I regret the day I found this person. Why did I listen to this advice? I was rather in love with somebody else. Ain't it now we won't tell you who you should marry. Find yourself and use your own wisdom. Few people can be told who to marry, but some can. Choose yourself. Make your own bed and lie in it. When your bed is scruffy, you lie in the scruffiness. When it's nice and neat, you lie in it. What you made, you lie in it. Make your own stew and eat it. If there's no salt, you eat it like that. If there's full of ice, you eat the ice. Ice stew. So bind it on your fingers. Is that Sarah? Bind it on your fingers and in your heart. Believe the things in your heart yourself, not something that they are just saying to you. There are many people I've wanted to tell them, do this, but I fear. because they may bind it to their fingers, they'll do it, but it will not be in their heart. In the day where a bad wind blows, winds, the Bible says it blows, and the wind blew vehemently. Vehemently. Did you hear when I said vehemently? Yes. On both houses, the good house and the bad house. The house which was built on the sand, the house which was built on rock. All of them had wind blowing. All of them had wind blowing. When you see somebody smile, doesn't mean wind doesn't blow on him. Then you are new in the world. You are new. Too new. Hey, are too new. When you see somebody happy, he's clapping. Doesn't mean wind doesn't blow on him. Wind has been blowing on him. And he has found a powder to put on his face after the wind blows. You will find that powder too. Stop imagining that the person next door is not having any wind. Think about it. How can I build my house on a rock? Just next to you, you build your house on the sand. And the wind is blowing only on my house. And your house, what is blowing there? So you are having ice and snow. You are having rain. I'm having wind. Oh, we all have wind. We all have wind. We all having wind. So when the wind blows, you'll be sitting there and you'll be saying, you know, I regret. Because you didn't bind the wisdom into the heart. It was not. Because when I'm preaching, you see, I believe what I'm saying. It's not like this is what God said, but I don't really believe it. I don't really believe it, but that's what he says. So we can't change it. Sorry. That's the instruction we have. Sorry. That's what God says. You know, God says. God says that. I don't know what else to say, but God says. God says, don't divorce, but I think you should divorce, but God says it, so do what God says. All right. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. And call understanding thy kinswoman. Wisdom must become a girl to you. A beautiful girl. Thou art my sister, and thou art my kinswoman. Wow. You are really attracted to it. You really like it. You are close to it. Those of you come in like a desiccali, dragging your feet. It's like somebody is pulling you to church. We have to be there to mark register. To show that we came. I have so many people, you can see that they have been dragged to the church. If wisdom was your sister, or your kinswoman, or even she has become a female to you, hey, there will be a natural affinity, because there's a natural attraction between boys and girls. Yes. So turn her into a natural, flowing person. Sister Wisdom. One brother was always visiting sisters. He was always, when he was doing follow-up, he was always following up in the girls' hall. So one day we confronted him and said, brother, Why are you always visiting only sisters or in the sisters' hall? You know what he said? He said, I have a special calling to sisters. A special what? Calling. Shh, listen. Listen. Are you listening?
Yes.
You see, this is just the first part. The second part is going to be fast. So listen carefully. Listen, the second part is faster. This is two parts. He said you have a special calling to sisters. Most problems in life and ministry come when you lay aside on the table your brains. And you start working with brain failure. Brain failure. Yes. True. When you study all the great men whom God used, almost all of them, they were really used by God. By God. And the problems they had. Who are these guys coming? Is there space at the back?
Yes.
Come, open the door for them. Come on stage. Why should you be outside when you came to church? Come on. Stage. Go on stage. Sit on the steps. Quick. You are now coming. You thought I was going to preach at 5, isn't it? All the way on stage and on the steps. If you don't have some of the back there. I'm talking about brain failure. You will never suffer from that till you die. What you must realize is that although the mighty Holy Spirit is working on our lives, you must never lay aside your brains. Because your brains and the knowledge that you have is the first revelation that you have. It's the first revelation of your life. Yeah. That I can see this person sitting in front of me. I don't need an angel to reveal to me that she is here. I therefore need to stop walking when I get here. That I don't need to read in the Bible. And I don't need a vision. And I don't. It has been shown. Yes. Because there is a general revelation of knowledge that God allows for every season. If you read the older great men of God, the missionaries, many of them died young. Because there was a certain revelation of illnesses and medicine that was not there. Several of them had strokes. John G. Lake had a stroke. Alexander Dowie had a stroke. William Carey had a stroke. They had 3 strokes each. All of the Charles Parham, all the healing evangelists, stroke. Because now 1 out of 3 people have high blood pressure. And 1 out of 10, 11 have diabetes. Yes. And 1 out of 9 die of cancer. Yeah. There is, except you. There is a certain general knowledge that is given. If you say I'm relying on a, what do you call it? You have set aside your brain. That's what I'm talking about, brain failure. You will never till you die suffer from brain failure. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you say that you have a special calling to sisters, what the point that I'm making is that all of us have a calling to sisters who are brothers. And all sisters have a calling to brothers. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So don't spiritualize something that is normal. Unless you are homosexual. Until you die. Listen before you scream. Until you die, if you are a brother, you will always desire girls. And you will not desire boys. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down, you make the room hot. Yeah. That is, God has put it in you. Her desire shall be for the man. It's from God. So you've got a special calling to sisters. There's no need to spiritualize such things. It's normal. If a brother gets up naturally, he's going to the girls' hall. It's nature. It's nature. So, do not spiritualize things which God has given a revelation already. It's there in the system. There's medicine, there's this, there's that. It's all part of God's blessing. Yes. Are you still around?
Yes.
Say to wisdom, you are my girl. Hey, you are my girl. You are my sister. You are my kinswoman. Now, why? Because a woman, apart from everything, which again is not a spiritual revelation, don't spiritualize it, are good guards. They are good guards. Yes. Yeah. They are good guards against other similar creatures as themselves. You want to go home? This is the part one. They are good guards against similar, they are not good guards against snakes or guards against buffaloes or guards against, they are good guards against their own similar creatures as themselves. That is why a lot of people ask, is he married? Does he have a beloved? The guy who is leading the worship. Has he got a beloved? They are asking, does he have a guard? Is he guarded? Does he have a guard?
Yeah.
They are there to protect you from similarly behaving creatures. But when they take their guard duties too far, it becomes a prison. Are you still here? Shall I continue to the next verse? Let us see who the king's woman is protecting you from. It's found in the very next verse. That they may keep thee, these two girls, your sister and your king's woman, may keep thee from the strange woman. Wow! To keep you and guard you from similarly created creatures. That they may keep thee from the strange woman. Now, there are a lot of strange foolishness. You see, foolishness is a kind of wisdom. It's a kind of wisdom. When a foolish person is speaking, it's unbelievable. The confidence, the explanations, the reasoning, it is his wisdom. The Bible says his wisdom faileth him. His wisdom faileth him. But when they are speaking, wow, explaining why this, like people who like debt. When they have financial words which sound like verbal diarrhea. Big words. It's all foolishness of him. It's true. If they will be honest, they know that they are building sand castles. Otherwise, why can't there be a financial collapse of Lehman Brothers, these brothers, that bank, this bank, they'll collapse, kill themselves, throw themselves out. It's all built on a hoax. How can a 25-year-old person, 21-year-old person move? You have not worked before. You are driving the most expensive car. You are living in a very expensive house that somebody have to work for 80 years to build. But based on loans and whatever arrangements, suddenly you are having all these things. It is all imaginary. It can only collapse. It's just a matter, how can that be? Something that people take years to acquire. You suddenly, but you go and sign a paper. No money at all. You just sign and then you are driving these cars. You know how you get a car? Zero finance. Is that what they call it? Zero finance. He said, my equity and my what? What are the words? Where is he? Give me the words. The what, financial engineering. Hey! And what again?
Liquidity.
Positive equity. And what again?
Leverage.
These are the words. They are using, so we are doing financial engineering. Positive equity. Leverage. This and that, and they'll be using. But one day I read an economics book, and the man accused the people in IMF and some of the people who talk about economy said that they use big words and lift up economics into a science that it is not, out of the reach of common sense and into the realms of absurdity. Deceiving people with big words as though they cannot understand, and no one can understand what they are saying. We can understand it if you just use ordinary English. Our English weren't good at the time, but we can understand the economics. Who are these people outside? Come inside. Come on now. Why should people be outside when you can be inside? Open quickly. So don't listen to foolishness and clap for it and say, wow. This guy is wise. For instance, when you listen to some speeches in different nations by politicians. Yes, we can. We can do what? We can do what? What are you saying? What are you saying? We have had 8 years of yes, we can. It sounds so fantastic. One of the things that have been done clearly is to evangelize the world with homosexuality. When Rick Joyner wrote, he said that when you listen to all these things, you would think that America is a nation of homosexuals, but very few people are homosexuals in America. Very few, say less than 2%. Yes. Very few. That's what Rejoiner said. Yes, we can. We are having it this year as well. We hear so many things. It's amazing. But if you sit down and you listen through, analyze, you will never be deceived again.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
A lot of people who are talking about motivational speaking. So my teaching has a crossover effect. What do you mean by crossover effect? You see, these big words. Yeah. The English, my English weren't good at the time, but I can point out to you that, look, even though my English weren't good, you cannot use words to bamboozle. One day I was having a discussion with a pastor, no, some group of pastors. One of them said, oh, that's my opinion. And we all preach our opinions on Sundays. And I said, my English weren't too good at the time, but I don't believe that we preach opinions. What do you mean by we preach? You see, it's like, we preach opinions. A great person is saying such great words. Wow! What is opinions? You will preach the word of God. All right. Continuation into this strange woman. You see, the Wisdom 5, 6, 7 is talking about women. It's amazing. I even wanted to skip it, but it looks like it's right there. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger, from the stranger. Those of you who are planning to go and bring an exotic stranger. Where is this one from? It's from Gobligob International Church. Hey! Where is this one from? Oh, it's from an international house of happiness, supernatural blood of Jesus Church. Hey! It says to deliver you from the stranger. Any girl you don't know well, and others don't know well. Because you can never know. You cannot know. One day a brother said to me, he said, look, there is a girl in my church. Her face is like the face of an angel. Her face is the face of a child. You know, there are people who have such faces, baby face. And people are used for their faces. Because their faces are a certain way. But she told him two things that, you know, sort of set him back. She said, when I was in school, in her school, in her country, a class has how many people? 40? 30, 40, 50? Depends. She said, I slept with every boy in my class. That's a baby face. Listen, when you don't listen, you may not hear what I'm saying. And then the second thing she said, that instead of, I said, where I work now, at the bank, I've slept with every man there in the bank. Yes. A child, she looks like a child. You know, there are some people, when you see them, oh, this one is bad. She's coming with badness. This is not like that. You cannot know the person by the face. That is why the person must not be a stranger. It's only when the person is not a stranger that you know. Because when the person has been around, it's not easy to hide for a long time your things. So when you've been around for a long time, it's like, we know you. They say, oh yeah, the woman with the issue of blood. Okay. The woman with the issue with that brother. Okay. The woman with the issue of this. We always know that the woman with that issue. The issues of you will be known. And you may even be known by your issue. But the woman of the issue of blood, she's not called Harriet or Henrietta. She was called by her issue. The issue. You will never be taken up by a stranger till you die. Wow. But look, you see, because sometimes, hello? Sometimes you see the word strange, then you think it means something else. Then you see stranger, same thing. Strange, stranger, strange, stranger in English. You think that it's strange, stranger, strange. But the reality is stranger. Wow. For the window of my house, I look through my casement. That's the window. And I beheld among the simple ones. Now listen. This one, usually, we're talking about it, you think of a brother who is going to commit fornication, is going to fall. But I want you to think of it of somebody who is going to get married. Okay? How many of us are going to get married? Raise your hand. I want you to think about this. By this time, as you've been in the church, it's not about going to fornicate. Whatever keeps you as a fornicator is declared dead today. Now, hello. I look at the simple ones and I descend among the youths. A young man, void of understanding. Until you die, no one will ever be able to describe you as a man void of understanding. Now, I want you to take note, all brothers. He says, I saw among the simple ones. Remember, nothing is simple. Nothing is straight as you see it like that. Like this a bit. Nothing is straight. What is? Just as it looks. Some complexity to everything. That's why sometimes when I'm preaching, you see some of the older ones, they become cool. Sometimes I've had some of the grown up, I wish. The Greater Love Club. You know, First Love, we have a grown-ups, we are called the Greater Love Club. We once like you, you will soon be like us. But most of the members of the Greater Love Club, they'll be looking at me and say, I wish these people can believe what this man is saying. It is so true. I beheld among the simple ones. Beautiful girl is looking. Hi, baby. It's not as simple as hi, baby. I don't know if you've heard it before. Some of you who are staying homes, you are close sometimes with your parents. Sometimes you hear this statement. I've heard it before. If my wife agrees, then it will work. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
You heard it where? In the house.
Yes.
You heard it in the house. If my wife agrees, then what? It will work. Why did they say that? Because she doesn't agree with most things. Or the man says yes. Or the woman. I'm talking about the woman. Don't change my preaching. Shh, listen.
If your mother says you can have it, sometimes you want something, you ask daddy and says that if your mother says you can have it, yeah.
Yeah? One man said, I heard him with my ears. He said, my wife doesn't agree with almost all the things I'm doing. If she agrees with this one, then it's working. Why? That's why I said, you come and say,
Bishop, the sister that I've met, honestly, she has touched my heart. She has really touched my heart. You see, no one understands me the way she understands me. Like, the thing I like about her is her understanding of me and of my life. I really enjoy the, like, she's very supportive. You see, Bishop, I know I heard you saying certain things as well, but I believe I found a gem. I believe I found something. Only God has given it that thing to me. You see, Bishop, let me say, I thank you for your prayers. Your prayers have really worked for me. Through your prayers, I've seen what I needed. You see, even when my mother doesn't understand me, my brothers and sisters, this girl, she understands everything. Bishop, God bless you. Maybe my English wasn't good at the time, but you get what I'm saying from the heart. You get my heart. My heart is genuine. My heart is genuine. Look, it is going to take the power of God to keep her understanding you always. Una, let us understanding. But take it from me, it's not that easy to always understand. Most of the time, without training and supervision, they will understand you again. That's where you hear that. If she agrees, if she, talk to your mother. Talk to her. If she says yes, I'm happy that she said, look, she doesn't agree with anything, but this one, God is moving. God is moving. Yes? Oh, you don't like what I'm saying, you see? How does it get to that point? I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about Christians. So when he says, I saw among the symbols, like his mind is plain and clear and pure and simple. And he's moving.
Look, it's not like that, oh. Oh, Nale beautiful. Oh, Nale smiling. With perfume. The day that she breathes on you, and you say, what? No. You'll be shocked. All candles will go out in your house. Candles, you say, I cannot give my light because of what I've smelled. And you see, they are all laughing because they know what I'm saying. At the window of my house, look, if you don't give quiet, you cannot hear the message. Okay, keep quiet. Okay, I discern among the youths a young man void of understanding. Hey. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. You are going to join her family. Do you know what is her family? Do you know the things that are in her family? You see, I didn't write the Bible. I'm reading to you the things that... So why don't you talk about the men? I'm not talking about what... I'm talking about what I'm reading in the Bible. I'm not reading the Bible. I'm having my own ideas. Every family you are going into, you better know what is in that house. Yeah. Yes. You better know you are going the way to your house. Stop whistling and start thinking about the house you are going to. There are different types of houses. Yes. There are houses is quarrels. Just fighting. Arguments. All of them grew up with argument. They don't know how to even speak softly. Everything. Where? What did you say? Sorry. Okay. What? Sorry. Pardon. Minisani. My God. Some families, some houses. Is made up of unmarriageable girls. And you are the unlucky, you are the simple one who has gone to pick one. And you will find you are the only one married. Out of the lot. Some is a group of adulterers. Adulterers. All they know is adultery and fornication. Families. Yeah. They are girlfriends. Serial girlfriends. Serial. Serialists. Sam is a family of show. Show. We just show. All the girls sharing hair, clothes, dress. It's just outward appearance with nothing in. An egg without yolk. An egg without nothing. There's nothing in the house. It's true. Look. Shh. One day I saw a photograph. Those of you who do ONG in the medical school, that picture is in your book. You see, there's a girl. She had, I don't know if it's that particular girl, but you see them. It's a disease called testicular feminization syndrome. All the girls don't have wombs. All of them don't have ovaries. All of them have never had their period before. All of them are boys, but are girls. All of them have a nice shape, and all of them have breasts and everything. It's in your book, 10 teachers. It's there, you see the picture. Oh, sisters, 3, 4. You see, and sometimes if they have it, they come to the clinic. Oh, 3, beautiful. Oh, beautiful girls. 1, 2, 3, 4, all are like that. Yeah. But apart from the medical things that come in groups, you see that these are all empty shells. Just hair. Okay. Coming to the Cinderella. Watch Cinderella. You see the sisters. Now, if you watch Cinderella, the sisters of Cinderella, those are all of them. A group of foolish girls. You can have a group of insecure, always looking for affairs. And everything their eyes see, only affairs. Hey, is it coming for your boy? Hey, I hear that. They were coming. Hey, I told him nothing. And he said that. Just gossip, chatting, creating. Yeah. You see them. See them in groups. He went the way to her house. He didn't know the house he was going to. He went the way to her house. There are houses where the girls cannot eat chicken because they have killed chicken and cooked chicken and they can't eat again. But they are used to cooking and working. Yes, hardworking houses. When they see chicken, I can't. I've killed many. Starting from feathers to the one you bite. All the whole journey. There are girls who don't know. They only know how to buy chicken at Kuala. Frozen. Kuala and Melcom. Or where do they sell chicken? ShopRite. Maxmart. Yeah. But the chicken that is moving, how to arrest it and say, you are dying today. I'm eating you today. We have families like that. Look, some people sitting out, let them come in. Why not? Why should they be outside when they can be inside?
You are preaching.
They don't know Agbogbloshie.
No, they don't know Agbogbloshie. They don't know where to buy a lot of things. He went the way to her house. Ele. I say, he never knew the house he was going to. And I think now the room is too hot, isn't it? We open the doors. It's okay. Those of you on this side, it's okay. How about those on this side? It's not okay on this side. Charlie, bring more the doors. Open this side. We are feeling hot, man. Listen. He went the way to her house. We take a musical break. We continue. Open the doors.
Father, where was I when you called out for me to help you? Did I seem too busy? Too busy to hear. How could you have known that I had a problem of my own? Oh, did it seem to you that I just did not care?
Thank you.
How could you have known?
How could you have known
that I
had a problem?
I had a problem of my own. Oh,
did it seem
to you that I just did not care? Oh, and we all need somebody. Each other at one time or another. We always need is the Lord, and we all need a helping hand of a sister or a brother, but the one we can always depend upon is the Lord.
Loving sister,
tell me where were you?
Where were you when I needed
you? When I needed somebody to talk to about a fault of mine that I carried around for so very long. I couldn't share
it. You couldn't share it
with anybody.
Oh, no.
'Cause anybody would understand me. And when I couldn't talk with you, how I felt so alone. Oh, I know that you love me.
Yes.
But sometimes you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do. Yeah, that'll give me the strength to make it through. Oh, but I know someone who's always standing right here, standing here beside me. Yes, it is Jesus, loving sister. Just give him your care. Oh, we all need
somebody,
each other.
Oh.
At one time or another. But the one that we always need is the Lord. Yes, we all need a helping hand of a sister or a brother, but the one we can always depend upon is the Lord.
Sister, where were you when I needed?
Oh, when loving sister,
come on,
tell me where were you when I needed somebody to talk with about a fault of mine that I had carried around for so very long. I couldn't share it with just anybody, 'cause everybody wouldn't understand me. And when I couldn't talk with you, that's when I felt so all alone. Oh, I know that you love me, but sometimes you don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. That'll give me the strength to make it through. Oh, but I know one who's always standing right here beside me, and it is Jesus, loving sister. Just give him your care. Oh, we all need each other at one time or another, but the one that we always
Beautiful.
Danny boy, continue. Come on. Until your last day, God will keep you from this strange woman and her house. In Jesus' name. In the twilight, verse 9. There used to be a film called Twilight Zone. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Three atmospheres. Twilight atmosphere, evening atmosphere, and the black and the dark night atmosphere. These are the environments of the strange woman. Why? In the twilight, you can't see so clearly. That is why the light weren't good at the time. So you don't see things well. Yeah. Those of you who have been having relationship in the twilight, you are delivered from twilight zones. Yes. Things look different in the twilight. Most accidents occur between 6 and 8 p.m. and between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning when people are traveling. Those are the most dangerous times to avoid traveling. Yes. In the twilight. You think you can see, but you can't see. And when you hear a voice saying, go and walk in the old path, you despise the voice because you are in the twilight and you are seeing something. And you think you see. We all thought we saw. I've never been at a time in my life where I thought I didn't see. Yes. That's what shows me how foolish I've been in my life. Because at each point, I think I know. You too. Is it not true? Each time you think you know. You know what is going on. And why? Because it's the twilight. You can see something. Are you there? That's why he said. Stand in the ways and see. And what? See. See. Stand in the ways and see. And ask. Ask. You are in the twilight, you are okay. Oh, I can see. Like now, this twilight, see. It's like I can see. I can take all the good decisions. But he said, stand in the way. And see and ask which is the old path, like the one my fathers walked on. I would like to walk on the same path.
So we are in a modern era.
That's why your prosperity can never be like your father's prosperity, because the modern wisdom will not attain to his ancient wisdom. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask. Where is the good way? Ask for the old paths. Ask for the old paths. Ask for the old paths. Ask for the old path.
We are not much.
modern girls, we don't cook. Eh? We don't cook. We buy. We buy food. We order. We order food. Where is the good way and walk therein? And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. We will not walk therein. Walkie. Amazing. Amazing. They said, we will not walk in it. When I say PVCI, prayer, visitation, counseling, just, oh, it's past. Wow. Wow. Evangelism, soul winning. You say it's past. What is past about it? Stand in the way and see and ask for the good way. Ask for the good way, the old path. Where is the old path? That's the good way. So you are a modern sister. That is why even the day that God bless you to go for a holiday or honeymoon in Indonesia and a chalet is rented for you, you and your husband, and you enter the chalet. Here is cooking pot. Here is stove. Here is fridge. Here is bedroom. Listen, oh, you won't listen. Here is the stove. Here is a shelf. Here is a room. Here is a bed. Beautiful. Everything you want to do is here. Here is kitchen. Here is the beach. Here is whatever. Two things. You don't know how to cook. So it's like two boys. So what is the use? Why does God need to take you to Indonesia? Number one, you don't know how to cook. Number two, you don't know how to swim. So the beach that they've brought you. So even for exotic holidays of enjoyment, because the chalet is there because, oh, let's make something. Just some, maybe some, not every day we are ordering. Or maybe... Or your husband feels like something homemade. See, Ole, you are like a carpenter in the kitchen. Ole, no, you're cooking, wearing good at the time. Indonesia, it will happen to somebody practically. A house will be rented for you. You enter the house and say, I had this prophecy many years ago that I will enter a house in Indonesia. Here I am today. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Hey! Okay, some 2x2x4, the combi. You see, when you marry a woman who knows how to cook, she becomes unto you like a magician. Because you are sitting there. The house is cold and hard and dry. Here is tin of hard metal. Corned beef, tin up. It's very hard. Everything is cold. But she enters. Rolls up her sleeves. Come on. Then she starts to whistle. You are sitting there, then out of the blue, like magic, here comes your favorite something with steam coming out of the pan. But when the two of you are both boys, you look at the place and you say that it's 11 o'clock, that restaurant will open tomorrow morning. We drink water. You say there is Coke. Would you like Coke? You have nothing. And sex too. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Yes. Three things. Olay. Wow. You are going to find yourself on that island one day. I see exotic holidays of fantastic experiences. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Sit down. You are making the room hot. Wisdom 7. My son, keep my commandments, my words. Let them be a treasure. In the twilight, you think you know. In the evening, and in the black and dark night, watch out for those who operate in the black and dark night. So I can't see, so I'm here. But I can't see. Don't worry. Tell me about 1980s. Oh, there's nothing there. It's black. It's dark. Tell me about 2006. It's black. It's dark. Tell me about 2012. Oh, there's nothing to 2012. Not my life. One day a man had four children. After the fourth child left, the pastor told me, the pastor of the person, after the fourth child left, the man said, I'm also leaving. I'm going to marry a man I've seen in the church. Yes. He left and married a man. After 20 something years. Because within the black and dark night is that thing. Maybe if you had said it, we could have found a way to fight it. Because it's very strong. It's demonic. Spiritual. Operational zones. Twilight zone. Evening zone. People look nice in the evening. You know? I tell you. People look nice in the evening. Oh, you've not noticed. Yeah. It is very nice in the evening. When Jacob married Leah, he didn't know it was Leah. He spoke love, the love he has waited for 7 years. I love you. He spoke, Rachel was... Leah, she was listening to the rap. Jacob was, Leah, my darling. Leah. And Leah said, yes. What's her sister called? Rachel. Rachel. She was afraid. Lord, let him not put on the light. I can't be successful without light. While there is light, it cannot work. Her father had told her, be there. Whatever it is, there will be no candle. He was holding her. He was squeezing her. Rachel. Leah was listening. Their man likes Rachel. Is this what it means to be Rachel? These are the raps that he's giving to Rachel. Hey! Early in the morning, before the light came again, he woke up. Rachel, come. Even her voice, he couldn't detect. Yeah. Olay. Twilight zone. You are visiting only in the evening. Go in the daytime. So you see things well. Go in the daytime. So you see the dirty house. It looks clean in the evening. Dirty. A dirty girl that you are going to marry. The house is a dirty representation of how she is. Yes. going in the evening. We are going for dinner, Chinese. And sitting there sharing scripture. I want to share the scripture. God showed me this in the word of God. Look, my friends, you are lost. Better open your eyes and see what's happening. In the twilight, in the evening, and in the black and dark night, where you can't see and understand what is going on. That's how strangers operate. They operate in the evening. Yeah. Okay. Charlie? And there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Now, I'll tell you a secret. Bad girls cannot hide themselves. This one was not a harlot. She was wearing the attire of a harlot. There are people who are not harlots, but they have the attire of a harlot. They're Christians like that. They are not harlots at all. They have the attire of a harlot because of the spirit they're carrying. Brothers, look, have you ever passed by a place that they are roasting chicken when you were hungry? Yeah. You see it going around like this. This, you must know that that is how a girl is to you. It's like some goodness, chicken. So the attire of the harlot shows more of the meat that you so desperately need. So the more meat you see, oh, chicken, which I need. It's only as you get older that you see that the chicken meat starts to drop in its ability to call you. As you get older, you see that even you are seeing more chickens. You look at the chicken and say, "Are this chicken?" John Wesley, when he was 80 years old, saw a beautiful girl pass. Said, "Ah, what is the use of this girl who is passing by?" It's true. It happens. You just marvel. You just look at this. Ah, this chicken cry. How can it be useful for at this age? It is of no use. It was something he wrote in his book. Or somebody wrote. Yeah, he made that comment. Look at a chicken person. But a young person will say, and it's going. So the attire of a harlot is to show more meat. The more meat you show, so they can't hide. Many of them can't hide. You see them showing more of the meat. So that we are fashionable sisters. Shorter, this, more, all of the meat. But you have to grow up and know. When you see that noise, oh no, red flags must go. All your antenna, danger, 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 danger. When you see that noise, hey, danger, this one, the one of the bad, this one of the bad. These are the strange woman, straight. If you are, listen, brothers, don't come to us with a strange woman. When you see them standing by, even the prostitutes and so on, they're standing there. It's without training that when you see, you are just going. When you say, look, straight, the flesh is too much. There's something wrong with the person. Whether it's a Christian or not. Ask for the old paths. Ask where is the good way. Treasure the law. What verse are we? 11? No, and subtle of heart. You can't know her heart. When you talk, you say, God has called me to the mission. Me too. Me too. Last week she was fornicating with some major in the army. She was fornicating with a major. Just last week. God has called me to. Me too. I wanted to go to China. Subtle of heart, you can't see a waste. Wow. I love Bishop's passion for souls. Wow. I've not won a soul before. Subtle of heart. Snakes are very difficult. Just a few days ago, on the construction site, the caterpillar, the big one that lived up, it was digging. When it went into the ground and dig up, came about 10 snakes. They were under like this. Subtle. You can't see them. They are with you. And I was standing on that very place the day before. They are there. They are there. Yeah, about 10. Put them all up. Like spaghetti. You'll never be bitten by a snake. As the nearest sister, can I know your heart? Verse 11. She is loud. And stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. She's not domesticated. Doesn't like the house at all. Every day going out. Ah, we are going for a meeting. Oh, we are going here. We are going out. See you. Okay, bye. Bye. Always on the phone. Never in the house. Never does any work in the house. Always on the move. Yeah. Cry. And stubborn. You see, the stubbornness, you as a man operating in the twilight, you never see it. Whatever you say, that's what I really like. I like the way you know, I like your passion. I like your zeal. You know, because there's something about the way you speak. God bless you, brother. Thank you. I love it. The stubbornness, when a mother says she's stubborn, you see it. You know, mothers, even when you are small like this, 3, they can see that you are stubborn. When you're small like that, you can see that you are stubborn. Well, the children, you can see it when they are small. I don't know whether it's demons. You can see them. Yeah. So better ask the mother. What the mother says is true. Yeah, I remember when I was in a relationship, my mother-in-law told me something. She said, oh, no, my daughter, she's like this, you know. She's like... I said, oh, I've never seen that. I don't think it's not the case. It's not the case. But later I saw it. Exactly as she said it. Yeah. Exactly. Because you are in the twilight. You are not seeing clear. The person understands you. You are so moved. The way you understand. You know, when I speak, people don't understand that you understand me. People don't understand what I'm saying. You understand what I speak. This is the divine connection. Wow. She's stubborn. And her feet abide on her. Those of you say you are in first love and your feet abide not in the house. Your mother cannot say anything good about you. That's why you've even moved. I said you are coming to do the work of God in the church. Omale means you are lying. You are not coming to do any work. You're just running away from everything that has to be done in the house. Wait, I'm still preaching. Even your own panties, you not wash them. Yes. You see them over there. Ancient of Days, they are there. Since last year, you have not washed it. Shame on you. Brothers, you see, you are in the twilight, oh. You are in the what? Twilight. In the evening. In the black and darkness. Oh, you can't see the things. Find the nearest posh sister and say, these things they are saying, are they real things? Is it? Does it apply? Is there any application to somebody like you? Like a nice person like you? Is there any application? Still here? Did they answer your question? They did not answer your question. Then it means it's true. Maybe their English weren't good, so they can't speak. Verse 12. Now she is without. She's outside. Now in the streets and lieth in wait at every corner. What does it mean when somebody is at every corner? When you meet the same person at every corner in church, the person has joined. First love, the person has joined. Evening service, the person has joined. Camp, the person has come. Rehearsals, the person has come. Outreach, the person is there. Carnival, the person is there. It means the person is at every corner. It's like the person has suddenly become super spiritual. Like everything you are into, the person is found there miraculously. This is what it is like to be hunted. She lieth in wait at every corner. Somebody who cannot sing, she's joined the choir. Somebody who cannot act, she's in the drama stars. Somebody who cannot dance, he has become a choreographer. And she says she's helping with the costumes of the dancers. It's a helps ministry to the dancing team. At every corner. Now, brother, you are being hunted. But you see, when you talk, people don't listen. No? You see them, they want to have a discussion with you. Can we meet to discuss? Every corner. Every corner. Wow. So she caught him. She caught him. She caught him. Not he caught her, she caught him. One of God's generals, I think it was, I don't know whether it was Paham. The lady proposed to him. He just agreed. He said, okay. So, okay, I'll marry you. You said I should marry. So I'll marry. Either him or one of the missionaries. She proposed. She proposed directly. You know something? This is what is going on. You want to think about it? And he said, oh, no problem.
Maybe it was a phlegmasm. He just took it.
She caught him.
You will never be caught.
You will never be caught till you die. And kissed him. And with an impudent face, said unto him, she's becoming bolder. Because she's been meeting you at every corner. I have peace offerings with me this day. I've paid my vows. I paid my tithes yesterday. Oh, now let's spiritual. Because I've finished all my spiritual obligations, therefore came I forth to meet thee. And diligently to seek thy face, I have found thee. That is why when Christian girls get Christian brothers to marry, and as they marry them, they lose all zeal and all apparent abilities to be good sexual partners and happy women. They are switch off the switch of life. You see that it is a switch. They have decided, because they have the ability to catch you, to wait at every corner, to seek you. You are being sought, but they are seeking you, catching you. You see, the words are catching, the verbs are for the woman. But when Christians marry, it's the other way. It's as if she's just there. I'm just a cushion.
I'm just a cushion. But she was now the one moving, catching, searching, waiting, lying in wait after the children have come. We are tired. Pastor, your preaching is not this compassionate as concerns the females. Because when you speak to us, it's like you are blasting us usually. We don't understand. Are you against us?
You are a fool. That's the first point. You are a fool. That's the first point. And the second point, I will not bother to answer your question.
Am I not reading verses from the Bible?
I shouldn't read that. I should change each verse.
She caught him. She kissed him. Meet Christians and ask them whether they are into kissing. Oh, it's been some time. Man, I saw truth. I saw truth. Saw truth. Saw truth. Saw truth. Hey!
You see, people don't like what I'm saying, though, but I'm preaching truth from the Bible.
She caught him. She waited for him. She kissed him. She was the aggressor. Yes, when they want you. When they get you and they see that, oh, you are the type that actually, you will never go anywhere. And say that. You go to a room. They find the switch of life. Life on, off. Yes, there's a room with a big switch. And they've put it on the switch. Life on, off. And then they hold it. And they say, I've had three children. I'm okay. Life off. And you see them. If they come to first laughter, they find us noisy. Look at you, hypocrite. When it comes to other noises, you should have heard them in hotels. One day I was walking down a hotel. You should have heard the screams and the noise for somebody, because I think the hotel rooms were made of cardboard. Screaming.
You were screaming. You were screaming now in the church, in the house of God. You said we are making noise. When we are screaming, we are making noise in the house of God. When you were screaming in different places, making noise. Now you come to First Love Church, you find us noisy. We are noisy and we are making noise and we are moving. When you were jumping around like a frog, jumping up and down, that one was not too much moving and noise. Now you say that we are young. Shame on you. You have entered the room of life and you have seen the switch of life on off, and you, on is up and off is down, and you held them with two hands and you came down off. No more happiness, no more talking, no more jumping, no more laughing, no more happiness, no more noise making. You have turned off the switch of life. Shame on you. It will never happen to you till you die. In Jesus' name. It will never happen to you. You say we are young. Young boys and girls. You're making noise. When you, I say, we couldn't believe it all. We're walking in the corridor. In the corridor, you are hearing screams. Shouts and screams of joy. One day, brother was telling me, when he visited, I think, a certain country in the islands, one of the islands. And there was a certain man. When he comes to the apartment block, everybody is quiet. He enters a certain, he goes to visit a particular lady. Then all the houses become quiet. And we're hearing, shouting, screaming, shouting. Scratching, banging, scratching, screaming. After the man who opened the door and go out, everybody sees him going. Everybody knows him in there. Everybody knows him in that apartment. Yes. You have been making noise. When it comes to God and the church, you lift up your nose and look down on us. Your mouth. Your neighbor, if I'm making noise, get up and leave right now. If you find me noisy, leave now. I have no time for you. If you find me noisy, you can leave now. You can leave now. What do you mean? There are quieter churches. You don't need to come here. All right, sit down. She's loud and stubborn. Hey. Impudent face. Spiritual. Verse 14. She's spiritual. She has offerings. Verse 15. She's 16. Verse 16. I've decked my bed. I've perfumed my bed. I mean, how many Christian sisters make their beds? You should see the bed that is in the house. There is no concern for the bed. Concern for everything else apart from the bed. I've decked my bed and perfumed it. Many born again Christians are perfuming their bed and decking their beds. Better they don't see. They are decking themselves with posh dresses. They come with high heels. They'll be what? Like ostrich. My leg right is paining me. Heels. They are decking themselves.
to look posh. They deck themselves. They don't deck any. That's private. No one sees it. No one dare to praise them. Everything is for public. Deck myself. How do you like my hair? I can go to this place and pick 100 hairs off the head. Like you see that their hats. None of them is real. I pick like pa, 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 pa. Brother, I don't hold your own and pull it out.
You say we are noisy. You say we are noisy. Will you walk out now? Will you go out of the church now? Sit down. You are delaying my preaching. Verse 18. Let us take our fill of love until, not for 5 minutes, oh, until the morning. This all night long, all night long. We are doing it till the morning. How many born again Christians speak like that? They are saying come. Not somebody is saying come. They are saying come. You are receiving good training in First Love Church. Anybody who doesn't get a first love girl to marry, he didn't get the best. Because the best are listening to me now. A day will come, you will be in Singapore. And you will say, darling, come, let us take our fill of love till tomorrow morning. Till tomorrow morning. Till tomorrow morning. We are going TTP. TTP. TTP! TTP! Hey! All night long! I see somebody on an island. You have gone for honeymoon. You have written on the door, first love honeymoon. And your announcer said, come! Honey! Baby, sugar, sugar cane, come! No, 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 no. Sit down. One day, a certain brother got married to a Christian sister. I don't think I can tell you the story. Should I say all my stories? The only condition I'll tell my story is if there's no... So they are here. They cannot go. No, it's okay. I won't tell them. I won't tell them. I'll put it in a book. You see it in the book. Yeah. Yeah. A certain brother. He came home one day. You are children. Okay, let's finish. If I say, you may have to go out. So, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. TDB. We are going to laugh till tomorrow. It's darling, it's 9:30. Brothers, how many of you would like to marry such a person? Stand up if you would like to have such a person.
Are you going to leave such activities to bad girls? Only a bad girl will say, come and let us laugh till tomorrow morning. That's why I want to tell that story. That's why I really want to tell that story. But I don't want to say it. I see somebody sitting by a swimming pool. It seems you've gone on a holiday. And there is a first love sister that you've married. She's calling you and say, honey, sweetie, sugar cane. To leave this for bad girls. Brothers, sit down. Sisters, I want to ask, stand up if you are a sister. Are you going to leave these things for bad girls? You said you are from Wesley Girls. Oh, Wesley girls, you don't do such things. Christ and Wesley girls, which one is greater? Come till daybreak. Yes. Receive the grace to be hid that way in Jesus' name. Sit down. We are finishing. Now, look at this girl, very some way person. She says, for the good man is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. Now, this good man could be her father. Yes. My father is not in town. I'm alone in the house. I do whatever I want. Yes, could be the house owner. Her governor. The one who's looking after her. Yes, a good man. And some of you girls, you have not grown up at home with a good man. So you don't know how to behave. If the good man was home, she cannot do all these things. So when you come to church, you are hearing the voice of a good man, which is keeping you in control, which you've lost control because there's no good man in your house. She was wild. Doesn't stay at home. There's no good man. And when God blesses you with a good man, a father, and he says you are staying home. And that is whatever. When he goes, take that lipstick off your face. Take it off. Daddy doesn't know fashion. Ask where is the good way. Ask where is the good way. Ask for the old path. You say, I don't know fashion. When there is a good man in the house who says you are staying in the house and you are going to cook. He said, what do you mean by be careful you don't get what we call Bell's palsy. Do you know Bell's palsy? Seventh facial nerve palsy. When you say the children, your mouth is permanent. To never happen to you in Jesus' name. Yes. When a good man says you will not do, you allow the son to say, you are not doing what you want, you are doing what I want. Doing this for coming home now. Don't be angry. It's the lack of a good man that calls it wild girls, stupid girls. Some of you have never grown home with her, whatever. Some of you don't know how wild your mothers were. They went out hunting for sperms and you were born. sperm hunting. And then you came. That's how you came. You don't know. Check your birth date and check the marriage of your parents if they were married. You'll be surprised if they are even around. Your mother went hunting and she gave birth to you. There's no good man in the house to tell you, you are cooking. Silly girl. Can't just grow up as a silly Cinderella's sisters. You have not watched Cinderella. I'm giving you homework. Go and watch Cinderella by next week is Wisdom 8. Go and watch Cinderella before you come. And watch the sisters. You see the sisters. Silly girls. You've been just dressing, fooling, don't know how to work. You will never be a Cinderella sister. I said you will never be a Cinderella sister. The good man is away. Fathers are away. Strong men are away. Husbands are away. Guardians are away. Any man who brings order is away. You don't like it too. You don't want it. You can never be brought up properly with only a woman. Why? Because you will lack a major element in your upbringing. Why? Because within a man is placed by God headship or a certain sense to lead and a certain government. And when you take off the head, the brains, the headship, and you're operating without a certain sense. Without a certain sense, because without the man. You think it's just a woman's affair. That's why you see when girls are brought up just by girls, there's a lot of girls' school ideas, and they have a certain deficiency. They may be wise, but there's something missing. Yes. Because God has put the grace for headship in the man. So you take that element. So we girls, we women, we say this, we say we women. So it is true that you are wise. We don't dispute it, but there is something given to the man by God. The man is the head. Yes. A good man is gone. Good man is gone. No good man. And so when you come to church, sometimes you see that you are attracted to the strength of your pastor. You are attracted to the strong voice that is telling you what to do that you've never obeyed anybody before. When you have the chance to do it, you must do it. You must know how to submit and say, yes, sir, yes, daddy, yes, papa. You say and I do. You say and I obey. You say cook, I cook. You say stay, I stay. I won't go out. Think you are pretty. You think happiness is brought by prettiness. I would say beauty is vain. Beauty is useless. Vain means useless. But a woman who fears the Lord, she's a treasure. You know, when you finish having sex, brothers, and the urges and the desires flood out of you like a wind that is blowing to another town to cause rain over there, then you will be left with this empty shell that you contracted. You'll be left with her bitterness, her emptiness, her uselessness, whatever she's bringing. And you ask yourself, hey, what have I done? Why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? How can I be here? I'm teaching. Look, I'm preaching you. I'm preaching to you. And I'm blessing you. That's why I say things. That's the duty of a shepherd. The Lord said to Moses, on this wise shall you speak to Aaron and his sons. Thus shall they bless the children of Israel. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. This is how a shepherd is supposed to bless and help the children. good man is not there. So sometimes God raises up a good man like a shepherd. He's like a shepherd, he's like a father, he's just there. It's like a pole that the wind blows around, but it's always there. Wow. And that becomes the good man. When there's no good man, see, you are just... All the things I'm preaching, why do you think I'm saying them? Because every girl that is found here who is an empty shell is being converted into a virtuous woman in this sermon. Good man is gone. Watch out for those who are women's wisdom. Women's, we the women. It is true that you have something. But when you take the head off a body, what are you left with? A headless body. It's true that you've got a 90%, but without the head. It's a major, extraction defect. It's major, it's very major. It's very major. That's why if you are here in the church and you don't ask your pastor, you don't love me. Girls. No, whenever I meet a girl who doesn't like her father, I'm always worried. Yes. One day, you know, somebody goes to my, she was telling me she doesn't like the father. I said, ah, what type of problem is this? What type of problem is this? You don't like your father. What's wrong with my father? You know, he went to have children here. He did, I don't like, I was, you know, the way he treat my mother. I said, ah. You are bringing a turning point to. I started at the beginning. I was talking about turning points. Do you know why your father went and have children? You don't really know. If you knew your mother's ways, you may even be thankful to God that he didn't have one in each region. Yes. The good man, is not at home. He is not at home. Or he is submerged by the woman's wisdom. Some men have abdicated their positions. Whatever she says. Whatever. Because they have been opposed. Let the ladies, whatever, do it. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. The good man is not in the house. There is no head. There is no man. There is no good man. I didn't write the Bible. In case you don't like these things, just read it for yourself. I don't know if I offend you, but please. He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the day appointed. With a much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. How many husbands are wishing that their wives will be forcing them today? But they went into the room of life. And what did they see in the room of life? The switch of life. And what did they do to the switch of life? They pull it down. Off. Life is off now. One day I saw a young lady, I think, One day I saw a young lady, no, she was just, I think, early 20s or late 20s or just 30. But she has finished having her children. I remember lady I saw in the world, she was 20, 21 or 20, she has had already 5 children. So you can finish early, you know. So I saw her. And she had gone into the room of life. And she had pulled down the switch of. And I said, listen, if you were in the world in the 20s, you would have been somebody's girlfriend doing wild things. This is what this book, what I'm reading. That would have been you. Now look, you have 1, 2, 3 children, finish everything, whatever. You've gone to the switch of life, you turn it off. A 29-year-old body. Ofe, ohe, yomo. Do you understand yomo? An old lady. Yomo, you are a yomo at this age. Ask your neighbor, are you a yomo? Are you a yomo? 29, yomo. You've been yomolized. You've been yomolized early. Wow.
Is it exciting? Are you excited by the word of God? Wow. She forces him. Verse 22. He goeth after her straight away as an ox goeth to the slaughter. Some marriages can best be described as slaughterhouse. Yes? You'll be writing your address. Number 323, so so and so road. You should have written slaughterhouse. You should have written what? Slaughterhouse. I didn't write the Bible. The Bible says, as an ox goes for the slaughter. Some people, you see them going down the marriage aisle. They're going, play it. Da, 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 da. Is that the one when we are going? Yeah. That the one we are going? Slaughterhouse! Play the thing so I can hear the thing. John. People will be. I don't know what. Slaughterhouse! My God! Da, 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 da. That's why good. Da, 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 da. Slaughter! Straight to the slaughterhouse. But he doesn't know. One day, I went to Nigeria. And I went to a place called Redeemed Camp. Yeah. They were having a big camp. And they had a slaughterhouse. There was... Was I with you, Oko? I was with you. Yeah. No, sometimes people think the stories are just imaginations.
I was there.
I saw the slaughterhouse.
I saw the slaughterhouse. And everything else you will say,
Yes. Outside the slaughterhouse, what would you see outside the slaughterhouse?
You see big articulators filled with cows.
Cows. And then outside the door of where they slaughter the cows, what do you see?
You see...
Cows.
Yeah, cows lined
they,
up.
They are lined up. Peacefully.
Yeah, coolly.
Maybe cool, like the wedding couple. Every cool.
Some were even smiling.
Smiling. To the slaughter. Wow. Or, if not, as a fool, as an ox, he goes as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Sit down for this one before. The correction of the stocks. What is the correction of the stocks? You didn't know at the time. You didn't know at the time that your life from now onwards is going to be a life of correction. You have entered the domain of a severe headmistress. Corrector. Everything you will be corrected.
Why didn't you tell us? To the correction of the stocks. Some of you see that your fathers are very quiet in the house. To the correction is being corrected. Things are being corrected. If they quiet, it will never happen to you. Hey! What I'm saying, are they realities? So the person has become cool. Your life is correction from today. Because don't touch. No, not today. No. Sorry. You are aware I just gave birth, didn't you? Are you not aware that I just gave birth? Be reasonable in your demands. Let this be your last warning. You will never marry a corrector. Look, some of you sisters, you are too strict. Loosen up and relax. Ease and grace. Ask your nearest sister, Charlie, which school did you go to? Are you too over strict? I don't know. Correction of the stocks or slaughter. One of the two. Wow. All right. How many want to be married to somebody who's correcting you every day? Why are you holding your fork like that? Clean and what do you, and you don't go to the toilet, it's a very dirty as you have got the toilet and come back when I go. Why don't I go? Have you fed the water? Have you heated the water? Why don't I do? Why are you now coming? Why don't I, why are you talking to? Why is that on your phone? Why don't I go? Hey. Correction. We will be corrected. That will never happen till you die in Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen to you. Verse 25. Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. That's why I started by saying, ask where is the good path? Which are the old paths? The path that I've already been. Ask. See and ask. Don't go astray into her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. Are you hurt? Are you hurt? If you have been hurt, you are already candidate. When you are wounded, here she comes. She'll be the only one who understands you. So, you're not feeling, oh, can I get you some drink? Tea? Oh, okay. Excellent. When they can say, they can treat you, they can understand. They understand. That's why people, you know, advise people when they lose their spouses, don't marry immediately because you are hurt. But the old missionary, they didn't wait 6 months to marry. She might just the neighbor who is in the next house. Who is in the next house? Come, I marry you right now. There's no time. We are working for God. Yes. Yes. 6 months, not a mother, 6 months. Yeah. Wounded. Oh! Are you okay? Oh, nobody called. I'll call you in the morning. Oh, hi! Are you alright? I was just checking on you. Then you read the text. Oh, dear pastor, I was just thinking of you this morning as I was having my quiet time. This morning.
Is it if you, how can I preach when you shout? How can I preach when you shout? I won't read the text again. I won't read the text again.
Dear pastor, I was just thinking of you this morning as I was having my quiet time. Today my quiet time was on David. David encouraged himself in the Lord. I want to encourage you, pastor, to encourage yourself. The Lord is with you. God loves you, and so do I.
Many wounded. Many wounded.
That's his name. Wounded.
Wounded. You are hurt. Life has blown you a blow. You are down. You are weeping. And here you get it.
Oh, hello, Pastor. I hope I'm not disturbing you. Oh. I was thinking about you. Pastor, listen. I know people try to say things to sort of like encourage you at such times. Master, but I don't have anything to say. I just want you to know I'm just crying with you here. I'm just crying with you.
Wounded.
Watch out when you are wounded. Stabilize your heart. And then he says, and many strong men have been slain by her.
Many. That is why the number of people you have been with is important. You can't just tell us one or two. One or two.
Many. It's important. Numbers are important. How many? How many? So one or two is different from 1 or 200. Some people outside?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you first lovers?
Yes.
All right. What about those are the... Charlie, those outside I enjoy it. It's very cool there. In the twilight. Charlie, you are in the twilight. You guys are in the twilight. In the evening, in the black and dark light. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? Strong man. You may be a strong man, but you are a human being who is strong. Yeah. Human, strong. Nobody is non-human. Yes. Every strong person is a human being who is strong. Every man of God is a man with all of God. Her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. You see, there is a man who married 1,000 of them. He should know what he's talking about. That is why people say that when you are in a marriage that is not happy, it is next to hell. And the Bible says her house is the way to hell.
That's what it means. But you wouldn't know. Those of you who have good marriages, you look, you can't understand things. You just look when somebody's having problems. Oh, Christian, not supposed to do that. Why? Why was a man of God? Why should I do that? Surprise. If you are an L and somebody takes a lift and comes up, would you be surprised? I'm asking you a question in English. If somebody is in hell and he takes a lift, he sees a lift and he comes up, will he be surprised? Surprised. How you, a man of God, how did you come out of hell? Why didn't you stay in hell? I'm so shocked. I'm so shocked that a man of God would come out of hell. Her house is hell. Her home is hell. You marry her, you have entered hell. Look, I didn't write the Bible. If you are angry here, take the Bible and knock it with your head. If somebody is in hell and say, oh, there's a lift. And he goes to the lift and it says, ground, underground, you are underground, minus 47, that is, you are in hell. Minus 47. And there's a lift that goes up. And you go up. You come. That also, then he comes out and says, ha! And he says, man of God, I'm shocked that you came out of the hell. Why didn't you finish burning? You're not burnt enough. I'm so surprised. You're like, Christian shouldn't come out of hell. Christian shouldn't come out of hell. Some places are hell. Some places are hell. You may not know limited. You may never know limited. You know, somebody opened a company, a real company, and went for a loan at the bank. And the name of the company was, You May Never Know Limited. You may never know limited. So later on, they were asking the manager, how can you lend money to a company whose name is, You May Never Know Limited? And they never got the money back. Because what? You may never know limited. Is the one you lend the money to. Her chambers are the chambers of death. Can you imagine staying in a coffin? People think you are in bed enjoying. But you are in the chambers of death. You are in the chambers. You have your Bible? What's the last verse? Proverbs. You don't have Bible. The last time you come to church without Bible. Read it. What's the last verse? Read it.
Proverbs chapter 27.
27 or verse chapter 7?
Chapter 7, verse 27. A house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death.
It will never be. You will never go to hell. Now imagine, the Bible is describing hell before you go to hell. Hell before you go to hell is to be with a woman like this. I'm surprised, a pastor, a man. Man of God, how do you come out of hell? You are 47 floors down below. You've been roasting there for 16 years. How do you come out? Why didn't you fully turn into a kebab? Fully. We thought you would stay there. You're surprised. Olé. Stand to your feet, everybody. Are you not tired of all these talkings? Sit down. I came to see if there were any more verses, but there are no more verses. Amazing. Until your last day, God will keep you. God will help you. God will cause you to escape from hell. Whatever represents hell, whatever stands as hell, may the Lord keep you. May the Lord help you. May the Lord rescue you from the mouth of hell. In the name of Jesus, I declare that blessing over you. I declare the Lord's name over you. You are marked for victory. You are marked to escape. In Jesus' mighty name. You have become one of the wise children. Amen. 10 times better. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Receive that impartation right now. Amen. Receive that impartation of wisdom right now. Amen. Receive that impartation. Amen. And receive that blessing now. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thanks a million for touching our lives today. Blessing our hearts with your wonderful word, which is more than we can even ever understand. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Save us from the strictness of correction, from the slaughterhouse, from the chambers of death, from the house of hell. You are saved from these four. I said you are saved from these four. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Forever and ever. Amen. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. Maybe somebody invited you, but you want to give your life to God today. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. Just your right hand up high. Just like this. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life. The blessing begins when you give your life to Jesus. Wisdom begins when you start to fear God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come from where you are standing all the way to the front here. Come. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I'm so sorry for my wicked ways. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Forgive me for all my sins. I give my life to God. I give my life to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Give them a book. We shall see you after. God bless you. Go this way. Go this way with them. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.